right. Good evening, everyone. Let's continue tonight in Siman Ches in the Kitzer. So the title of this Siman is Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishehir Ayom Ad La'achar Sheyispalo. Things that become Asur from the time that day breaks, or from the time that the dawn breaks, until after one daven. So the Kitzer writes in Sif Aleph, Misha'Allah Amud HaShachar, from the time that the dawn breaks, Shu'or HaNotzeitz Min HaShem Shemizrach, which is the first rays of sun in the east. Now, of course, we know that Alos, dawn, is not usually observable by the untrained eye. We know it, we work backwards. We know when sunrise is, and Alos is 72 minutes prior to sunrise. So the halach is once it's Alos, Kivan Sha'az Maschil Zman Tfila, because remember, once Alos, once dawn comes, it's the technical beginning time for Tfila, although we'll learn ideally that one should not daven until later. Technically, one is permitted to daven from dawn and on. Therefore, Lachin Asra La'adam La'haschil B'malacha, Olehis Asik Ba'asakov, Olelech Ba'derech Kodem Sheyispalal. Essentially, once the technical time for Tfila arrives, one should not engage in any other activities. Therefore, again, one should not deal with his business, one should not begin to travel, one should not begin any kind of malacha prior to going ahead and davening, prior to reaching dawn. Now, it's interesting, in the Piskei Tshuvos, he writes, Ve'ein ha'iser ela b'malachos sheish b'am esek. Ava malacha arois upshuta hanasas kivederech agov mutra la'asoso kodim hatfila. The only thing the halacha is concerned about is the type of activities where one could get drawn into them and one could potentially miss out on the time of tefila. But simple activities, self-contained activities, the halacha says are not problematic. Furthermore, he goes on, v'chinetiru asiyas chatzei shamayim. Mitzvos are permitted from dawn and on. For example, to go ahead and purchase food for Shabbos, to take care of a sudas mitzvah, to go ahead and collect tzedakah, to take care of one's parents or one's rebbe or people or that people are dependent on or dependence on you, or any type of self-contained mitzvah situation or even non-mitzvah situation is permitted once Alos comes. The concern is more overreaching or more overarching activities that if one begins them prior to tefila, one runs the risk of missing the zman for tefila. Shene Amar, because the pasuk says tzedek lefanav yahalech v'yasem lederach pa'amav. So the Kitzur Darshan's the pasuk tzedek refers to tefila. So righteousness, this refers to prayer. Shematzik lebaro, one ascribes righteousness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore the pasuk says tzedek lefanav yahalech. You should put tzedek in front of you. Tefila should be the first thing you do in your day. Then afterwards, you could take your personal steps. The day for the Jew begins with tefila, begins with chefze de kedusha, and ultimately after that, then one is permitted to take their own steps throughout the day. On the next man sitko, yagdol tov yadir.